905, and it's a quick call. Doesn't cost anything. 905-875-4925. If you have a vehicle and you're thinking, what can I get for it? Give us a shout here. It's wefindyourcar.ca, cashforyourcar.ca, 640 Toronto. And we are back at it live here in 640 Toronto. Ryan with you. It is wefindyourcar.ca, the option for you to step into and take a seat in the virtual chair that Vince has created at that website. You get to choose everything you're looking for in the vehicle you want, the year, the make, the color. It's your choice, up to you. And it's Vince's job to go out there across the GTA, Ontario, Canada, to find that vehicle. It's in running perfect condition. There are guarantees in place there that you won't find outside of the service. And that's his job, to get those keys into your hands. And of course, the flip side, and we'll talk more about that in a minute, is cashforyourcar.ca. As it suggests, you sell your vehicle to Vince, he will get you cash. And there are many reasons why you might need to do that, and we'll walk down some of those in a moment. But Vince, being a dealership, you do have vehicles in your inventory as we speak, correct?
Yeah, the one thing we love to do is find vehicles for our inventory that are vehicles that are hard for people to find. We always call them niche cars, and Nick and I do a great job at finding vehicles at great prices that a lot of other dealers just don't have. We do specialize in sports cars and commercial trucks. We always tell people that, but we sell everything. We sell electric cars, we sell SUVs, we sell small cars. So there isn't anything that we won't dwell except, you know, like motorcycles or RVs or that type of stuff. We sell
boats.
Boats. We do sell commercial cargo vans, quite a bit of those. And sometimes we even have the real big cargo vans. The big commercial trucks, like we call them box trucks or dump trucks, but I don't have any of those right now. But what I do have a lot of, and some of them are already advertised on our site, are Ford Transits and Chevy Silverados and Ford F-250s and Silverado 2500s and F-350s. These are, you know, heavy-duty trucks and cargo vans that a lot of commercial tradespeople use. We sell them all the time. They don't last long. I'm just letting the listeners know that if you're, I always call this truck season. September, October is when a lot of these trade companies buy and load up on trucks. Before year end, a lot of them have to spend some money anyway, so that's when they tend to buy new vehicles. We have a great selection advertised, and I even have a lot more that are going to be advertised over the next 1 to 2 weeks. Like, I literally have about 20 of them. And considering we have 50 to 60 cars in stock, it's almost half of our inventory. We also have a good little array of Chevy Bolts. We've been able to get some great prices on the Chevy Bolts, switching, you know, the switch here to full electric cars. The Chevy Bolt's a great electric car, Ryan, because it gives you ranges of, you know, anywhere from, say, 400 to 500. We've even had some charge up to almost 600 kilometers on nice. The new batteries, since there was a big recall and they've put new batteries in a lot of them. But they are a great price because a lot of electric cars only give you ranges of 100 to 250 kilometers and then you have to charge up. With the Chevy Bolt, you don't have to buy a Tesla or pay the Tesla money to get, you know, a 500 kilometer range battery. These range anywhere from $27,000 to $33,000 used. It's a great price point for a full electric car. So if you have any interest in that, come on down to 8215 Lawson Road in Milton. You can test drive them. If you've never driven one before, you'll be very impressed with the Chevy Bolt. Beyond that, we have Tacomas, Tundras, Nissan Frontiers, Honda Pilots, Toyota Highlanders. We love SUVs, especially going into the winter market. We do have a few right now. I even have a great deal on this Chevy Traverse. It's a 7-passenger SUV. I know we don't talk a lot sometimes about the North American vehicles, but for $26,000 on a 2016 fully loaded, it's a great price point in today's market. So check our inventory out. When you go to wefindyourcar.ca, scroll down, hit current inventory. We are a physical used car dealership in Milton, Ontario, easily accessible. Give me a call, send me an email, or just pop on in. I highly suggest appointments to come in to see our cars. It's always good to give a little call ahead before you come on in. But yeah, we have a great inventory. We're a little low on sports cars. We sold quite a few of them, but I still have a 370Z and a Ford Mustang, nice. I think, right now, and a few more sports cars coming in. And I know it's winter time, but the prices are low.
Well, we were talking in the last segment about the seasonal, you know, impact and seasonality of everything in life. Cars are no exception, and definitely maybe better times to buy depending on what time of year it is. But yeah, everybody has different needs in their lives, commercial, personal, when it comes to vehicles, and things can change. So somebody might find themselves in a situation where they need to sell their car, maybe a divorce or a kid's going off to school and they don't need it anymore. So there is cash for your car. A.ca is the option to sell your vehicle. And Vince, before I throw it to you for more of an understanding about how that works, everybody's using ChatGPT to create content these days, right? So I plugged in some information into it to come up with a selling approach here for you. With Vince in charge of cash for your car, turning your vehicle into money by far. You can use that if you want, but.
Oh, thank you.
Just one of the.
I don't have to pay you, right?
No, it's free. This one's free. There you go. But cashforyourcar.ca, how does that work and why should somebody look to that instead of going, I'm going to take care of it on my own, Vince. I'm going to sell it online myself.
Well, let's get into selling privately versus selling to us here at cashforyourcar.ca. Let's say you call me and you have a 2020 Toyota Prius Prime upgrade. I have one in stock right now, so that's why I'm picking that. You have 57,000 very low kilometers. That's the one we have. And the retail price on it is $32,998. That's what we're selling ours for, and it's the lowest priced one in Canada right now. So if any of you are looking for a Prius Prime, which is a hybrid with an electric battery, I would highly suggest buying this before it's gone. But here's an example. Okay, Ryan, you call me with that, and I say to you, you know what? We're probably going to get anywhere from $30,000 to $32,000, you know, on our dealer auction platform that we could cut you for your car. So let's say we get somebody $32,000 for this car. And the retail for them to sell it on their own is 33. Here's the risks involved with selling privately. Half of the risks are, you know, or most of the risks are not dangerous risks. It's just a lot of people scamming out there. And when I say scamming, they're going to call and their companies, they want to try to sell your car for you and make a commission. And they just, it's just not fun. You're going to get so many inquiries that are just wasting your time. And time is essential in our lives, time with our families, time with jobs, time that you just need for personal. I struggle with time every day. I wish there was 8 days a week, like a day hidden for me, where your week was seven and mine was eight. But, you know, working 6 days a week, it'd be nice to have that extra day. But time is huge. But then you come with the dangers of selling a car privately. Because of the mass shortage of vehicles, this stuff's all over the news. If you watch the news on TV or watch the news online, a huge, huge ring, and you and I have talked about it, was shut down, I think about a month, 2 months ago. And what did they recover, like 600 or 1,000 stolen cars?
That was crazy.
Like 8 or 12 people arrested. You know, these are vehicles that people are getting carjacked over. Like,
yeah, $10 million auto theft ring busted, 15 million. Arrests. Yeah. You know,
like, these people are pulling weapons on people and saying, give me your keys, including, some celebrities. Not the celebrities are any higher standard. I always, you know, I don't care if it's a celebrity or it's my next-door neighbor. Like, you don't want to be carjacked at gunpoint. Like, that's horrible because there's a car shortage worldwide. So selling a car privately, unfortunately, brings in sometimes criminal activities. They can steal your car. They could be scoping your house out to steal other things. They could come back, know that your keys are kept in the front of the house, so they have these little computer devices to rob you of your vehicle. You know, or they can just take off with your car, and you can get injured in the process. It's not worth the risk for $1,000 or even $2,000. I mean, it's not worth the risk for $5,000 or $10,000, but I can see why people would take the risk if they were selling a vehicle privately to make $5,000 or $10,000 more, taking all the precautions in the world, but in the end, all the precautions you can take is not going to stop criminal activity from happening. And unfortunately, it's on the rise. And I just tell you, be very careful. The fact that you can use a service like cashforyourcar.ca, and yes, we're making some money, and some people might say, I'm motivated to tell you not to sell privately. Well, yeah, we make some money, but for $500 that we're making, it's not a lot of money, especially the time that we put in the effort where, you know, the effort's more on my end than it is on the person selling, getting 98 to 99% of the profits of the sale. So yes, we're making a little bit, but we're trying to offer a service to not put people in risky situations or even if they're in a safe situation, to still get them more money. There's no guarantees if you put a 2020 Prius Prime upgrade for sale for $33,000 that you're ever going to see it. You're not a car dealer. You can't offer financing. You can't offer extended warranties. People can't sue you if you sell them an accident repair. And just because the Carfax is clean doesn't mean it wasn't in an accident. We have to disclose paintwork. We're under a strict guidelines of disclosure to make sure that anything particular in the sale of vehicle is disclosed to the consumer. On a private sale, there's no protection at all.
Sneaky. And two, as you've said time and time again on the show, is your business model is built largely and focused on return customers. And in order to do that, you have to provide a great service, and you're not cutting corners, and you're not trying to take somebody for more money than you should, because the goal is to get them to come back and use you and tell other people about the great service. And that's how you do it, by offering the service the way you do.
Yeah. And, you know, there's no, the word profit is not a dirty word. We're in business to make money. We're not in business to be a charity. But if I'm paying you more than two or three other places, then that's the goal. Then you should use our service in the end, no matter if we're turning a profit. The key is getting as much as possible for yourself without having to take the risks of selling privately. And you know what? Even if the dangers are eliminated and you feel safe and you're doing all the right steps, it's still not easy, even in today's marketplace, to get top dollar. But some things are easy. I had a friend who did not use my service. I did give him free advice on what his vehicle was worth, and he sold it in like 5 minutes advertised. But he had a real, real hot seller. But in the end, I still think I would have given him more. And I don't even want to mention his name in case he's listening today.
He's no longer a friend.
Well, because I would still have attempted my service first to see what I was going to offer before he put what he got for the vehicle. So let's say he got $25,000, where I told him, hey, I might only get you $22,000, $23,000, but if I get a couple U.S. buyers bidding on this, we could get $26,000, $27,000, maybe even $28,000. And I did mention that. And then he just went and sold it for $25,000, like in 5 minutes. There was no risk. There was no danger. A legitimate person, you know, there's a lot of people interested in this type of vehicle, let's just say, and I told him it was a hot seller. So hopefully he could sell it to somebody legitimate, not have to deal with any of these scammers or people, you know, and he did. And I'm happy that it all went smooth and well. But sometimes I can still pay more than what is even the going rate for what people think their car is worth. And we've heard it here on the show. I think the last show we did, I gave a gentleman a value, and he was shocked that it was worth that much.
Yeah. Well, maybe if you're listening, you're thinking, hey, am I going to be shocked today? I've got a vehicle. I'm thinking of turning it in for like trade-in or cash next week, or maybe it's a few months from now. More to talk about here. It's wefindyourcar.ca, cashforyourcar.ca, 640 Toronto. And yeah, those are the numbers to call to talk to Vince Uluzzi. I'm Ryan here with Vince. But yeah, the water's warm, or I guess we should say the car is nice and warm and idling here, waiting for you to hop on in. Give us a shout if you have a question about the purchasing process on a pre-owned vehicle. That's a lot of P's. You can always connect with him outside of the show at 905-875-4925. But you can pick Vince's brain. It doesn't cost you anything here. It doesn't cost you anything if you call his operation outside of the show. Zero money down, no credit cards to actually kick off and get into the process. And on the flip side, if you're looking to sell your vehicle, again, we can do an on-air appraisal on the show right now. Let us know what it is when you're thinking of selling, and Vince can crunch the numbers for you. And Vince, as we look to the phone lines, as the callers start coming in here, I just did another quick search. Just the other day, another automotive theft ring was busted. Project Vinny in Peel Region, $2 million and a few dozen cars were recollected from that one.
It's crazy. It really is. And even crazier, I know somebody whose dad, who has a Lexus, which is, you know, number one stolen vehicle, I think a GX 470, he put one of those, you know, those steel posts in his driveway.
Bollards, yeah.
It goes down and in the ground.
Yeah.
It goes back up, and it post right against his bumper in the front of his house. So, and it's been, you know, with concrete under there. I don't even know what the heck he spent. Put a hole in this freaking driveway. I can't imagine putting a hole in my driveway with a post. But like, people know that if that car gets stolen, I can't even replace it. No one has them anymore. They're backordered for years, right? So that's the crazy thing that we're doing now. We're putting posts in our driveway, you know.
But people are still getting around them. They just drive onto the lawn if they're trying to steal the car. Apparently,
it's the front of the car is right up against the house.
Oh, no space.
Right up
okay.
against the bumper, so they can't even turn the car if they tried, even if they got in.
That's smart.
The post is, it's like halfway through the driveway. It looks horrible. But anyhow, don't mean to joke. I feel bad, but that's what some people are resorting to. So with cashforyourcar.ca and selling us your car, I just wanted to go through the quick process. And if anyone calls in today, everyone else will be able to hear exactly what happens when you call me. It's just a quick phone call. I'm going to give you an idea of what your car's worth before you do anything. You don't have to leave your house. And I'm going to say, okay, your car's worth anywhere from $20,000 to $23,000. All right, what's the next steps, Vince? There's two things you have to do. One, if you live very far away from us, then you have to send us very specific pictures. I have to send you examples. You've got to send them to me. You know, it is a bit of work. The easier way is driving to our lot in Milton. You're here for 5 minutes. A lot of my clients will send their kids with the vehicle, you know, on the first visit. I take a bunch of pictures and I upload the vehicle to what's called an online auction portal. These auction portals are not accessible to anybody without a dealer's license, so you'll never get into them if you're a regular Joe. And what we do then is we send you home 5 minutes later. You have your car, you have your keys, you have your ownership, you haven't signed anything, you haven't paid us a dime. We are a free service. After you leave, I create this online auction where any dealer in North America can bid on it. It's the largest selling platform, you know, in North America. So we're going to get your vehicle in front of the biggest and best buyers. The next morning, I will contact you with a final and firm value. I gave you a range from 20 to 23, for example. Now I call you back and say, I can pay you today, $22,500, if you bring that car back, or I can send drivers to pick it up. We do offer a pickup service. It is that simple. You'll get a bank draft for $22,500 on the spot. All you have to do is say yes. Okay? If you owe money on that car, we pay off the existing lien and pay you the difference. You don't even have to take care of the liens. We do everything. If it is a leased vehicle, that is a problem. Leased vehicles now have to be put into your name first before you can even get to the process of getting a value from us. The manufacturers, we can't buy leases anymore. They want to keep their cars. There's such a shortage of cars, they want them back. So they're going to make it a little bit more difficult for the consumers that are leasing to get to be able to sell those cars. And that's it. That's the process. It's quick and easy. You get your money fast, and you don't have to deal with any hassles of selling privately.
Of course, wefindyourcar.ca and cashforyourcar.ca are the online options there to start those journeys. But let's say good morning to Chris in Toronto. Chris, what do you have for Vince here?
Oh, yes. Hi. Well, we're trying to sell off my father-in-law's, it's a Lincoln MKZ 2016. It's in very good condition. It's only got 45,800 kilometers on it. It's gray, dark gray, black interior. It's the 2.0 liter engine. What else? Full disclosure, it was in a small accident where he drove it over a fire hydrant. Fortunately, dry, not that much damage. The dealership did all of the repairs, and they have offered me something for sale. I don't want to trade it in because we're not in need of another car, so we just want to sell it.
All right.
So just looking to see what the range might be.
Okay, so I'm going to quickly ask you my questions. You're going to be my first guinea pig of the day, so everyone else can see what they would go through if they call me at 905-875-4925. And this is how quick it goes. The first thing I'm going to ask is it front-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
All-wheel drive.
Okay, so we're getting that out of the way. And then which trim is it? Did you guys know which trim he had, like a reserve or a select?
Oh, boy.
They both are pretty fully loaded, but there's some slight differences. So let's not worry about that. We know you had that little accident claims. Did you ever run the Carfax to see the amount of the accident?
You mean like how much?
The insurance claim? Yeah, how much the insurance claim actually was? Did you ever check that?
Yeah, how much was that? It was either I can't remember if it was 7 or 9,000. I think it was 7.
And that's a big claim against the car, and that's going to definitely affect the value a lot, even if it was just a fire hydrant. The way we go by, it doesn't matter if a car hits another vehicle, a deer, or if you just back into your own garage. It's all about the amount of the accident claim. That's pretty much what the car gets devalued by, almost, I'd say 60 to 70% of the claim. So I'm close to giving you a value. It sounds like everything runs and works fine with the car as far as the mechanical features and the car's running well.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's a 2016, you said, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so without the accident, I would put that vehicle probably somewhere around... There's not a lot of these out there. It's a pretty rare car. It's for mature drivers, these vehicles, and I normally would put that car around $20,000 to $25,000. The problem is the accident claim is what's going to devalue it a bit.
Right.
And it could devalue it. If it was normally worth 25, it brings it down to 20. If it's normally worth 20, it'll bring it down to 15.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you a pretty big range today, but it's going to probably be anywhere from $15,000 to $21,000, I'm going to say, is what it's worth. We do have to run an online auction, get a couple dealers fighting over it to maximize. So what city are you guys in? I'm just curious.
Toronto.
Toronto. So if you want to talk to me after the show, I'll guide you on how to take some pictures of it to get it over to me so that I can get you a firm value. And then we can just come pick it up from you guys, bring you a bank draft, or you can bring it in. That's up to you, of course. No obligation, no fees to you. And anyone else listening out there, that's what you go through if you call us on a cash for your car sale. Do you have any questions for me at that point, Chris?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry, what was your number again?
905.
Yeah.
875.
Yeah.
4925. And we always go with the name. It's easy. Cashforyourcar.ca. You can find us, our phone number. You can find us on the Global 640 platform. Or wefindyourcar.ca, where even if you don't have to memorize our phone number, we have some easy names for you to find us.
Great. Okay. And I just turned on the show, so I didn't catch it at the beginning. I didn't catch it.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm just telling for the listeners out there. Some of them are scrambling sometimes because our phone number is not the easiest to remember. So I was just throwing that out there for them.
And I didn't catch your name?
My name is Vince. I deal with everybody. If anyone calls regarding the radio, they'll only put you through to me.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Well, thanks. Thanks for the call today, Chris, and looking forward to you connecting with Vince in the near future on this. And that's really how the process goes here on the show. And you can do what Chris did. Give us a shout here. Talk directly to Vince. But obviously, the next best way is to connect with him through cashforyourcar.ca and give Vince and his team a call, 905-875-4925. Let's get a few more calls in here when we come back, and we'll also jump on to a few other aspects of the great service he provides, maybe some financing, more on-air appraisals. It's wefindyourcar.ca, cashforyourcar.ca on 640 Toronto. Yeah, it's edging on 11 o'clock here. We might have time for another call or two. On wefindyourcar.ca, cashforyourcar.ca. We've been talking about the concept of selling your vehicle to Vince, getting cash in return. Vince has a vehicle that he can find a new home for, put in somebody else's hands. Vince, for somebody looking to purchase a pre-owned vehicle, how does that work if they find themselves? I mean, there are a list of reasons in this day and age to be in a tough financial spot, inflation, issues, with a job. What can you do to help people who are looking for a pre-owned vehicle but have some problems on their hands?
Well, if you have any financing issues, we have subprime banks that will finance anywhere from 10 to 12%. I know it sounds insane, but in today's marketplace where our best rates are 7.99, upwards of 8.99, we can help you. If you have any credit concerns, please, please call us first. Don't go anywhere else. Let me get you pre-approved at the lowest possible rate. You'll pay an extra $40 to $50 a month over somebody that has no credit concerns, but it is what it is. Let's rehabilitate your credit. Let's put you through a big bank so that your credit score gets fixed, not a loan shark that doesn't even help your credit score, and then you get stuck with a horrible car. We're going to put you in a great car, a quality car, and get a payment that you can afford. get you pre-approved. Even if you're self-employed, we won't need your income statements or your tax returns. It's really easy dealing with us. You can even fill out a credit application at wefindyourcar.ca. And if you have great credit, we're going to help you with the best rates here online. We saw some 6.99s not long ago. I listed that on the show. I haven't seen that in a while. So we're at 7.99 for all our radio listeners that buy a car out of our inventory or hire us to find them a car. And when I say hire us, we're a free service. But in the end, if you do a broker deal with us, 7.99 financing for A1 credit. And if it's subprime credit, starts at 9.99 and up.
Vince, I think we have time for one more call. Let's jump to beautiful Jacqueline. What do you have for Vince Lucy today, Jacqueline?
Hi, Vince. I have a 2016 Cadillac SRX, black exterior, black interior, 160,000 kilometers, never been in an accident, and I have complete files on all the OLFs, etc. What kind of a range am I looking at?
And you said 2016 Cadillac SRX?
That's correct.
And 160,000, 160?
160.
Kind of high mileage there, but, you know, the good news is Ryan called you beautiful. He's never called me beautiful once in 15 years. But I will say that that car, you know what, it's going to be in high demand. I would say I could probably get you somewhere in the range of $15,000 to $20,000 for that car.
Okay, and may I ask you a quick question? If I wanted to buy a car from you, maybe a year old, depreciation off, for cash, about $50,000, would that be something that I could easily do?
No. And I'm surprised Ryan hasn't laughed yet, but one-year-old cars are almost impossible to find. If you're talking 3 to 5-year-old cars, that's really the way to go. A one-year-old car, you're going to pay the same as to what almost a new car is, and they're very hard to find. But talk to me after the show. We'll have a little better chat, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
No problem.
Thanks for the call there, Jacqueline Beautiful. I didn't know I called her that, but Danny's also on the line there, Vince, and he said he has a 2022 Toyota Camry Hybrid, 24,000 clicks. Should he give you a call?
Yeah, Danny, call me after the show. Your car is worth probably more than what you paid for it. If you have anything, to all the listeners, 2021-22 for sale, and you don't need that vehicle right now and barely driving it, please sell it to us and maximize your potential. Before the new cars get easier and easier to find, those cars are going to go down. So they're worth crazy money.
Beautiful. Danny, Jacqueline, Chris, and more. Give Vince a call today, 905-875-4925. Or wefindyourcar.ca, cashforyourcar.ca. Vince, another show's come and gone. We'll talk to you again soon, my man.
Yes, Mr. Beautiful Ryan, take
care. You too. This is 640 Toronto.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.